Gordo, you you mentioned a while ago something that really caught my ear last night, not just the content of what was going on with the with all of this stuff on the channel there with all the guys up there, you know, the guys running for president, the guys and girls running for president, if you know what I mean. But I tell you, as an audio engineer, it bugged the heck out of me because whoever set that up failed. And you're going to even talk about it. I was really surprised to hear you say that you caught that, too. So why don't you launch into that, and let's talk a little bit about pop filters and windscreens, Gordo.
Boy, you got that straight, Bob. Let me tell you, that Republican convention last night, when those folks were giving their little talks, every single one had a pop and a puff. And see, I can't do it on your great mics, but on the mics they were using, they were so sensitive that they were picking up every poof and pop there was. Now I can't find the cover for this mic, but that's okay. I've got a backup one. Here we go. Put that on there. And there we go. That's what they should have used last night on the Republican convention to get rid of all those pops. Well, let's talk microphones. Now, Bob, you're the expert, so I'll lead them into it, and then I'll let you take over. But let's talk practical microphone use. So, Brian, go ahead and roll the short shots. Well, here's Ed Hammond. Now, you folks that have been a ham for many years remember Ed Hammond, Cushcraft days. He's on a, looks like a crystal microphone. And back then, you could get that far away from the microphone with great success. And Ed, by the way, is a great success. Now, here's Don with the Amateur Television Network. And he's got his microphone in hand. And he's explaining to the public that if you're going to work a mic, you got to do it right. And I know many of you here on the show know all about mics, but we need to do some real training for those new students that are brand new to ham radio and don't know what it's all about. Oh, I love that headset for single sideband with a radio that gives you acoustic so you can hear your own voice coming over. That's the Bob Super headset. And notice that we've got a cover over the microphone, so the wind noise out there at Quartzsite, Arizona, that's Dave, the organizer of Quartzfest this year, does not overpower his good-sounding voice. So the windscreen is quite important. Now, if for some reason you loan the windscreen to someone else, as the case of Matt here, improvise, but do something, because in the wind, you become unintelligible if it blows across the face of the mic. And there we go. That's Heather. And Heather and her team, plus me, will be working with the school system in Quartzsite, Arizona. She's got the Heil headset, and she's ready to go. And here we are with a slightly modified headset, because I, too, gave away my windscreen at Field Day last year to someone that really needed it. But, you know, almost anything will work. But Bob will tell us there's a very special kind of foam that works better. And when we're working the headphones and the microphone that comes with them, hold that microphone right up to your lips. That's what pilots do, and that's what you get good audio. There's Chip Margelli, and when we're down at the ocean, a lot of wind. But again, he's got a cover over the microphone. So always make sure that if you're in a windy environment, which sometimes we have at Quartzfest the third week in January, we hope to see everybody there, especially you RV or hams, notice that we'll have our special event station. That's the big ICOM 9100 we'll be using again this year because it just works so well. But tied into the Heil headset, the Pro set, it will work great. And again, keep that microphone right up to your lips. And that way you'll be good. Aircraft pilots know that. In fact, Jeff here was able to get a modified Heil headset, worked on his Kenwood. And you couldn't even tell he was flying. He was so quiet. So some neat things with headsets. Now, some of the handheld radios, especially many coming in from China, have poor acoustics when the wind is blowing. Take a listen to this transmission and notice that it completely goes in the mud when the wind blows. Take a listen.
Dian 7, your main objective or issue may be up in Portola. Your structure.
not a clue what he was saying. And that's because the wind was simply whistling right over the microphone that's built into the handheld. So again, you want to make sure that if you've got one of the less expensive handhelds just with a built-in mic, you identify where you talk on the handheld, and that way try and minimize the wind noise. Now, this we had great success with at Quartzfest, Bob. This was your Heil with the Bluetooth wireless adapter. And I was thinking we'd get like 20 or 30 feet. Holy smoly. When we started using this, that's Neil, W6FOG, a three-time Vietnam veteran. Went over there three different times. He's talking all about drone helicopters, and that's Nisha, his parrot. And we got 100, 150 feet on the Bluetooth Heil headset. And there's Russ, and Russ is our music man. We have a hoot nanny, and that'll be on Thursday night of our January Quartzfest. And notice he's got the wind cover. Now, Bob, you're without a wind cover, but, you know, I took my Goldline mic apart to wonder how it sounds so good without the pops. And I found out why. And you'll tell us in a few moments all the neat stuff you stuffed in there. Looked like foam rubber, but didn't feel like foam rubber. So it must be something special inside. Oh, there's Randy, our main photographer. And he's, again, on the portable Heil headset using Bluetooth. And out there on the desert, amazing range. Much further than we had anticipated. So everybody needs a windshield on their microphones. And that's going to lead to great audio. Now, on the simple hand mics that come with many of the HF radios, again, we encourage all of our students get used to close talking. Because as soon as a student first gets on the air, the first thing they do is they sound like this, and you can't even hear what they're saying. But you tell them to get right on the mic. Oh, yeah, it makes quite a difference. So if you're working someone on a net and they sound like this, tell them, put your lips on the microphone. None of this 1 foot away, and you'll come through. That's Dick Bruno, and he's coming through loud and clear. Again, there we are out at Quartzsite, and there we're using the hand mic. Out on the water, I've got a hand mic, and that's tied into the Kenwood, and that's one of Bob's new hand mics. And let me tell you, that HM hand mic really works well, even if the wind is howling, and it plugs right in. Just be sure and order that and get the right cable for the rig you're going to use it for. Yes, inexpensive little headsets like this, if you close talk that microphone, you'll be okay. But you're going to find that on the real cheapo hand mics like this, the background noise is going to overwhelm, and you'd do better just to pick up the handheld and close talk it rather than use this one. This one was not bad, but the little headset was quite sensitive on the mic he's holding to his lips to the background noise of the parade he's trying to provide comms for. So close talk the microphone. You got new hams, show them. You can't talk this far away because no one's going to hear you. You got to get right on the microphone. It makes a big difference. And that's the way many of the Heil microphones are set. And on handhelds, it's a mystery as to where that microphone is. We had one person that just sounded so far away from the mic, and we discovered they were using it like a cell phone, talking into the battery at the bottom. Well, once you got them squared away and they got right on the mic, it really made a big difference. So if you've got new students, tell them close talk the microphone. And there's our setup over in Hawaii. And KH6 Hotel Mike Echo's station in the background. And that's Fred. I believe that's Fred on the air. Again, close talking the mic. So don't be afraid of the mic. Close talk the mic. There we are. A salute to our veterans. There's a couple of oldies but goodies. And close talk the mic. It really makes a difference. So I want to salute all of you that are veterans and wish you a very happy Veterans Day. That's Ed, and he's going to wish you happy Veterans Day. So, Brian, if you'll come back to me, and then I'm going to turn it over to Bob. And again, everyone, happy Veterans Day, and thanks to the many, many companies that went overboard today to make our veterans feel welcome. And let's remember those veterans that are no longer here and salute those that are here for the great job they did for our country. Happy Veterans Day, everyone.